The city funded part of the 3M Flat Branch Hinkson Creek Wetlands project with $45,000. That's all from the Columbia's park sales tax, after 3M company provided the initial seed money of $40,000. The site is located off the MKT trail near Katy Place Apartments. Biologist Chris Woodson of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says he's been keeping an eye on the progress at the site.
But when I come here, I like to see, all right, is it maintaining a wetland pool? Is it functioning like a wetland? When I say functioning like a wetland, are we starting to get a wetland response as far as wetland plants responding?
Woodson's answer to all these questions? All resounding yeses. Many ducks and wading birds are already starting to call the wetland home as well. Engineering specialist Tom Wellman of Columbia Public Works says the stormwater aspect of the project was equally important to wetland habitat restoration.
The other part was to provide kind of some treatment of the stormwater that was flowing down from commercial areas above this, you know, upstream of this site, provide some treatment for that water, slowing it down.
Before the wetland, the 140-plus acres of watershed that flowed into the site went directly into the Hinkson Creek with no treatment. Now the wetland pools remove chemicals from the stormwater before they enter the Hinkson. Wellman says he can tell the wetland is effective because the main pool has stayed full. Former Parks and Rec engineering aide Richard Perkins says the city hopes to use the site as an education and outreach tool as well.
It's a place to come out and get exercise in a natural setting. They'll also be installing signs, educational signage around the site, so it'll be an educational site.
The city has already given tours to various organizations and groups, including classes from Columbia Public Schools. The city says it hopes to have the educational signage up sometime this winter or early next spring. Kyle Winker, KBIA News.